So one gig in particular, I remember me and my mate, we hitched from Hereford and we got a lift to Malvern very easily, CACDC. Hitched back and we were lucky enough to get a lift to Chance's pitch just before Ledbury. But that was it. We ended up then walking all the way back to Hereford. Took us all night. And I think we got into my house, which was the Ledbury side of Hereford, at about 6 in the morning. And we had to leave for Sixth Form College in Leinster at 7. And my mother didn't know anything about it. Crept in, gone into bed, had half an hour of sleep. And she woke us up to go to college. And that was horrendous. I don't know, walking home, well, between Ledbury and Hereford, the only traffic was Bulmers cider lorries, which, because they didn't expect to see anyone, were just driving really fast and didn't really care which side of the road they were either. So we're frequently having to leap out of the way. We contemplated sleeping in a phone box at the Trumpet Crossroads, but the smell of urine put us off.
When it was just me and my mates used to come up here, we used to have enough money to get up here, but never enough money to get back. So we used to go round and ask random strangers if they were going back to Worcester. We only ever had maybe one lot of bother over it, you know. And even then, it wasn't that much of a bother because we got out of it. But at the time, it was just a natural thing. Get up there, because once you're up there, it doesn't matter. Worry about getting back when it's finished.
Status quo in 1972. The platform fell off my platform boot. And we're talking that high. It was halfway up Graham Road, part of the way up Graham Road. And I had to walk to the end of the link. Luckily, it was my right foot where the platform had fallen off. So I walked all the way to the link, one foot on the pavement and the other foot in the gutter.
The journey home, somewhere between Worcester and Inkborough, on the A422 back to Stratford, there's a bad bend, and I still see it now, even though it was dark at the time. I'm pretty certain that's the bend which sadly Charlie failed to take. We hit the curb hard and became aware that the passenger tyre was deflating, and we had to pull over and work out between ourselves how to change a tyre, how to change a wheel, because we'd never done it before, because we weren't drivers. You know, Charlie had just passed his test, bought his parents' car, and he was horrified and really not looking forward to going home and explaining what had happened. But anyway, we worked out how to get the wheel off and get the spare wheel on, and it seemed like an eternity getting home. I remember travelling to and from the Joy Division gig in April 80, only because it was a beautifully sunny spring afternoon. We set off early because we hadn't got tickets, set off early, and the journey to the Joy Division gig was beautiful, because I remember seeing the sun over the Malverns, and it wasn't warm, but it was a crystal clear blue sky. And when we came back that night, it was a star-filled sky, and that sticks in my mind.
We then used to have to get the bus back to Worcester, the 144 that used to pick up by the Mount Pleasant, top of the hill, and it was about 20 past 10. So you had to be pretty quick if they did an encore. I think they were told, for God's sake, finish at 10 or they'll all bugger off back to Worcester. And we used to fill up the entire bus on the way back. And then there was one a bit earlier. So if you didn't want to stand up, you went on like the 10-2, 10-1. And we always used to stay till the end. And I always used to remember, one of my memories of this, you get on and the bus driver would drive up to the stop, look at the people getting on the bus and say, Jesus, have a look at this lot.